Today's daf from Masechet Shviit Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Samach Gimel, and we're holding at the bottom of Samach Beis Amud Beis, which we were talking about until now, the question about Truma, the differences between Truma and Shviyas, the Gabe Hadlokas Haner. Truma Tmeya, we said, only Tmeya can be used. Mashenka by Shviyas, we're Mekel, that even Shemen Tahar, because of the extra word, Tiyeh, is given over to Hadlokas Haner. So it once happened that Reb Chizkiya, he went to the public bathhouse, Al Misre, and he had a little container of Shviyas Kodesh oil, and he was going to use it to do a Sicha. And we said Sicha is Mutter. So he gave over the oil to Mr. Zusimi, and Zusimi was the bathhouse attendant, so he gave it over to Zusimi Odaita. And he said, look, do me a favor, I'm going to go and get into the bath. When I come out, bring this into the room where you come out from the bath. And remember that there were three different rooms at that time. So the one that you walked out to, that was the room where everybody was naked. And Zusimi said to him, I don't think that's right. This is the bathhouse attendant, So he says to Reb Chizkiya, you imagine? I don't think that's right. I'm like, late that surah. I said, you're gonna bring the kedusha shviyas into a room where everybody's naked? Is that covered for shviyas? Isn't that usher? So Reb Chizkiya, very interesting, because this is something that I'm also always very confident in. If somebody says something and I don't recognize it, I immediately go to find out. Because just because I don't know about it doesn't mean it isn't true. So he went ahead and he runs to find out, is this really true? Am I doing an Isser by going and bringing Kedusha Shviyas into the bathhouse? So he comes and he asks Reb Yirmiyah. Amalei, Reb Yirmiyah said to him, it's Isser. He's 100% right. So he comes back to Zusimi. And he says to him, nope, listen, I have to admit, Libaritanu, you taught me this halacha. Turns out that you're right. And actually, it's a brisa, a tanichin. Ein sochin shemen shal shviyas b'merchatz, avosachu mibachutz v'nichnas. You can do the act of sicha if you're in a mokum of kovetz. You're not in the place where everyone is naked. You may be in the middle room. Avosachu mibachutz, and then you can go back in. But in other words, the fact that it's on your skin, that's already not considered to be a lack of kavod. But to actually have pure shviyas oil and to treat it like that is inappropriate. The lo madlikin shemen sreifa, and when it comes to the dinim of truma, you can't use shemen sreifa. Now, there's something that is clearly very, very wrong with this girsa over here. And actually, Rav Avadia Yosef changes the girsa. And he says, it's very, very cute, he says that the correct girsa is, Ein matikin shemen sreifa, lo bi. And then we have an acronym, bebeit chof, with the two little things, velo bebeit mem, which somebody spelled out as lo bebeit haKnesset, velo bebatei midrashot, which is ridiculous. That's exactly where you do use shemen sreifa, is to light in the Beit haKnesset and the Beit haMidrash. And the end is ridiculous. Mipnei bizayon kachim? Was it called bizayon for kachim to use it for Beit haMidrash? So what am I supposed to use it for? A bathhouse? So gufa, that's gufa what it meant. It meant lo bebatei merchatzaot, lo bebatei kisaot, velo bebatei merchatzaot. Beit chof, beit mem, not in the bathroom and not in the mikveh. Oh, that makes sense. And that would be because of bizayon kachim. Now, this brings us to halacha gimel. All right, so now the question is, in those circumstances, we know there are circumstances we spoke about before, where, let's say, a person had more than he needed. So if he had too much, he would be allowed to sell. It's not like it's an absolute iser that you're never able to sell shviyas. And we also had those cases in which, you can have somebody that is collecting it and somebody else that is selling it. So it's obviously there are ways to sell the schora of Perishvias. So now the question is, how would you do that in the event that you're doing it behet? So it says over here in our Mishnah, Ein mochrin perot shviit, even where the etzem schora is mutter, lo bemidah v'lo bemishkav v'lo beminyan. So you don't sell it the way you would normally sell, by counting it out, if it's sold by number, or by weighing it, if it's sold by weight, or if it's by volume, and you have to sell it approximately. So I'll sell you these payers or whatever you're selling, I'll sell you this for, and you name a price. But that way the buyer doesn't really know precisely how much he's buying. And because of that, you're going to have to get the price down a little bit because the guy's going to say, wait, this doesn't look like it's worth that, right? So because of that, you end up selling cheaper. And that way, it's like not that it's yours and you can get the maximum out of it. It isn't yours. So you're basically transferring it that other people should be able to have it. And furthermore, this makes it, we're going to see this in the Gemara, but the Rush says that this is the main point when he's referring to the Mishnah, that way there's a heker that these are pairs with Kedusha Shvi'its. And that's the main point. And you would not be able to sell, let's say, lo te'enim b'minyan. So even if you make a clear-cut shinui, people don't normally sell figs by number. They sell figs by weight. So you change it. You say, well, you know, I'm not going to sell this by weight. I'm going to sell it by number. No. That is not the head, even if you're going to do a change. Or to weigh bundles of veggies. No, even though normally you would do it by selling it by number. But instead, you'll weigh it. Whatever doesn't work. That you can't do, even b'mishka. Beit Shammai omrim, af lo agudot. Forget about counting the agudot yerek. You're not even allowed to sell it when it's tied together. It's like a bunch of carrots. You can't sell a bunch of carrots. You can only sell carrots. Because again, people relate to bunches as being part of the commercial selling of carrots. And you're Badafka showing, listen, I'm not in business. This is not a commercial enterprise. I happen to have some extra carrots. So because of that, you have to be careful, says Beit Shammai, even from selling it agudot. And that's even without counting. So because it's kederech sechora. As Beit Hillel says, et shadarko lakod babayit, if this is something that you would, even in your own refrigerator, you would have been ma'agid it for yourself when you bring it in from your own field. So then that doesn't smell of commercialism at all. It's just the way that people handle these things. So then you would be able, according to Beis Hillel, logdimoto b'shuk. So you should be able to do the same thing because it's not acting as if you're in business. So that's one approach. We're going to see in the Gemara the other approach, which is that actually what Beis Hillel was saying is that there's a different way that a person is ma'agid for his own refrigerator than he is commercially. So what it means is if you do it in a way that simply shows you to be a householder with carrots as opposed to a businessman with carrots, so that would also be mutter. So that would mean you could tell the difference in the Agida. Okay, this is Machlokas had to be mefarshim. The Mishnah, we'll see what the Mashmaut is in the Gemara as we proceed. So, what's the reason for this? Law. Why can't you use Mida Mishkan?
Maybe the Christian and the Zichalo.
Sorry. Sorry, that's always my problem because I don't know what the Netzchalov is. I've been talking about Netzchalov throughout. So what are examples of this? Like people would take, if they're using leeks or they're using the Netzchalov, which we've been speaking about, you know, this white plant that has like a milky substance. Okay, but I don't know exactly what it is. Anyway, so what is the basis of this? Why can't you sell Shvius by Mishkal, Minyan, and so on? That is Kedei Shiyim Kiru Bezol. People are not going to pay the same amount. In this way, it's everybody understands, okay, it's not really yours, you know. You put in the trouble of picking it, but you didn't do any other work, which normally gives you a right to make a lot of money off of it. And this way, it preserves the idea. So what I understand, so why don't we just make that the takana? I mean, it's sort of roundabout, isn't it? You can't count it, so that way people aren't sure how much they're getting. So that way the price goes down. Why don't we just say that perishvias have to be offered at 20% below market value or something like that? And that way it's clear, right? So go ahead, allow people to use the normal litra, yishkalu b'litra, and let them sell at a discount. Imkalu b'zol. No, because imata omer kein, afuena noigdam kedusha. See, then people just think that it's cheaper peras. There's a sale on these peras. And this is the basis, as I said, we're going to see in the Gemara, this is the basis of the rush, that ultimately the point is that it should be clear that the peras are kedusha shviyas, because in the end we would have been able to be misakin something else, which means that what we're really interested in is making it clear that people know that it's kedusha shviyas. Tani, perot chutzlaret, shenichlas sularet, even where we are importing fruits during shviyas, even they can't be sold. Lo b'mina v'lo b'mishka v'lo b'minyan. They have to be sold as if they are the peras ha'aretz, even though obviously they have no kedusha whatsoever. But the problem is that there was a takana over here that if people continue to sell during shviyas the way they sell all the time, so then the peras that are actually here and that people are selling that do have kedusha shviyas are going to end up being treated in the same way. So, okay, not quite clear why all of a sudden we're makban on this. I mean, we weren't makban on anything else when we said that you can use peras from chutzlaretz in this way. Don't know what to type. If it's clear that it's, yeah, these are things that don't grow here, that's fine. This that we just said is true about Ilon Kudakaya, the Salkin, Mizdavnin, Minsusita, Latveria. These guys from Kurdistan, and they come and they bring things that is not market growable over here. So they bring it from Susia, obviously doesn't mean our Susia, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael. They schlep it into Tveria, the salad and the shuk in Tveria. Everybody knows that that is not grown in Eretz Yisrael. So that, this heter applies to that, and that you can sell b'mida u'b'mishka u'b'minya. Reb Chizkiya b'shem Reb Abba bar Mama says that a person who normally uses a particular basket, right? So what happens, this guy becomes very, very much of a bookie. You see this all the time. You know, you tell a guy, give me 250 grams. The guy takes it, he cuts it, puts it, here's your 250 grams. You weigh it, and sure enough, it's 250 grams. So you end up getting an expertise, right? So he knows that whenever he fills this basket in a certain way, that it equals a half a kilo of tomatoes, right? So a person who's done that, and it's time alone, I am shloshah pamim, he's already learned two or three times that he gets this exact amount when he wants to fill it with that, pressure, it always turns out to be a half a kilo. So then he can't use that because that's the same thing, even though officially he's not wearing anything, but it boils down to the same thing. So because of that, Asur Lamud, he wouldn't be allowed to do it. Amrei Boshaya, you know what this would be, it would be including? You go to the shuk and you tell the guy, okay, spread your fingers out over a half a kilo and give it to me, right? You can't do that because the guy knows how to spread his fingers over a half a kilo. Asher memar avad etzba'ach. You can't tell the guy, use your fingers to give me my half a kilo. All right. Anyway, so getting back to Beis Hillel. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that there's two ways of understanding Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says something that you would do in your own home that you can also make an aguda in order to sell it in the shuk. So what about a guy who is a tabak, and he's a kohen, and somebody gave him a bechor balmum, and you're allowed to sell a bechor balmum, and it's mutter for people who are not kohanim to eat a bechor balmum. That's not the problem. The problem is that you're not allowed, this is very similar to this din of shviyas that we just said, you're not allowed to sell a bechor, even a balmum, you're not allowed to sell it the way that you would normally sell. So it's eino nimkar with weighing and so on. All of these halachas, they apply also to not doing business, normal business, to sell a bechor. So now the question is, this kohen, he is a butcher, so he knows very, very well what is the normal way of packaging a steak that's going to end up being a kilo steak and so on. Fine. So this guy, he wants to go into his house. He's not going to be over Chas v'Chalila to have it in the makolin. It's not going to be in the butcher shop. He wants to cut up this bechor in his home, and then he'll package it in plastic. He won't mark it, you know, as being, you know, 3.14 kilo, and he'll put a price on it. And in Nizavnigav Gavashuka. So is that something that would be mutter because of the fact that he's treating it the way we treat it at home? Or do we say, well, I mean, he is a professional. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Sofer Neymar, Shorin. Rabbi Yirmiyah thought, yes, it should be mutter because that's what the Mishnah is saying. No, minhada. It's a darker legate, but by it will be mutter. So if it's something that you would do in your own home for your own usage, if that's good enough for Shvias, so it's good enough for the Bechor. In other words, if the Tapach is going to cut it the way that he would to put it in his own fridge, so that's what Pesachol is saying. You're allowed to cut it if you would cut it this way for your own fridge. Omer Rabbi Mona, no, absolutely not. The whole point of, can't believe you're saying this. The whole point of the Mishnah is to say the opposite. Kol Garma Yamro Du Asur. It's amazing how people get things backwards. Heaven's sakes. What's the point of the Mishnah? The point of the Mishnah is to say, Shelo Yeheka Oseh Schora Begufo. You should not be able to be doing business. Now, okay, so this is the basis. The way we understand this Gemara means, one of the ways to understand the Gemara is that what Basil meant is that it's nicker, that it's different, because you do it differently at home. Masha Enkin, this guy is not going to be doing anything that's nicker, that it's being done the way it is in the home. So this is one of the ways of understanding it. If you have the other pshat in Beis Yoel, it has nothing to do with how it's done. It's a question of whether it would be done. So then what the Gemara means is that since it's the derech of a tabach to sell also out of his house, so therefore it still looks like it's a commercial kind of enterprise. And that's even if he is selling out of his house. So therefore, what you should have said is that it's usher, says Rav Mana, not that it's mutter. Fine. Now,
there's a great city called Susita on the east side of the Kinneret. It was one of the Decapolis. It was a major city that, it's a little funny to say if they were calling that Chutzlaritz, maybe Chutzlaritz, the Gabi Dinim of Shemitah, but it would be Susita as opposed to Susia, then it would be that one. But maybe
we
there's
often
another one.
Find that the Gemara gets confused. In Yerushalmi, we find Susita being called Susia and vice versa. We had that before. Okay, Mishnah Dalit. We think we have time for the Mishnah. Omer LePoel, a guy who doesn't, he's not used to going out into the field and picking, right? So he says to a guy, listen, I'll pay you. Hey, look at you, you take half a buck. And go out there and pick me some veggies. Veggies of Shvias, which are mutter for anybody. I just don't want to go out myself. So now, remember we had the halacha that the money that is used for Shvias is nitfas dom of b'kedusha Shvias, right? So the question is, if I'm paying this guy essentially for getting me veggies of Shvias, so then is that money kodesh b'kedusha Shvias? Because it's basically in exchange for the vegetables he's going to be giving me. The din is that it is not, and his schar is mutter. But if he uses his language slightly different, he says, he gives him half a buck, and he says, listen, get me a half a buck of yerakot today. Then the schar is usher. Because then the way that he phrased it is that this guy is going to be taking a half a buck's worth of Shemitah produce, and he's going to be selling it. So then it's to face the Kedusha. So it all depends on how it's phrased. Lakach min hanachton, kikar bepundir. Let's imagine a case where a guy goes into a bakery and he buys a loaf of bread. The loaf of bread was worth a pundir, right? Two issues. Okay. So then he says to the bakery guy, he says, look, I don't have any cash, but kishe elkot yerkot sadeh avilach. When I get anything from out of the field, you know, I'm going to be going out, I'm going to be picking cucumbers, tomatoes today. I'll bring you some. That is mutter to do. because he's not saying, I'm going to pay you. He's going to say, I'm going to share with you. So, you know, you share with me, I'll share with you, and we'll both be nice to each other, is the point. So the idea is that he's not like buying. It's not as if he said, okay, I'll owe you this money. He's just saying that, how about if we both, you know, share what we've got? So you're allowed to do that. The point is that it's actually, I should say, it's really Machlokas Rishonim. Because the Rambam paskens in this, that the idea is not the question of whether it's nitfas b'kedusha shviyas. It's definitely nitfas b'kedusha shviyas. Rambam understands the question is this the same as putting it on your credit account and then paying up your credit account with the peres shviyas? You're not allowed to use peres shviyas to pay up credit accounts or to pay a bal chov. But over here, since you phrased it this way, it is like an exchange of the peres shviyas for the bread. Now, you're allowed to exchange small amounts, right? That's like a sale. But therefore, in this case, it would be nitfas. If his bread wasn't Kadosh B'Kedusha Shviyas, then it would become Kadosh B'Kedusha Shviyas when he exchanges it for the peres that are coming from the field during Shviyas. That's how the Rambam understands it, which is beautiful in the Mishnah. So he's basically bartering, and that's why it's mut. Rasha Einkin, if he takes Lokach Mimenu Stam, he just goes in, he buys a bread, and the guy puts it down on his charge account in the bakery. Then he can't come back and pay him utilizing peres shviyas, because she'ein porin chov midvei shviyas. You're not allowed to pay up money that you own, because that is really a commercial transaction. And therefore, for sure, that would be us. Okay, so the Gemara is going to ask, I think it's a little bit too late to get into it, the Gemara is going to ask, what is really the difference, since it boils down to the same thing? The question is, why do we look at the slight language difference to actually create a halacha of difference when the underlying transaction is going to boil down to exactly the same thing? Okay, this Bezrat Hashem, this is a long sugya tomorrow, and it goes down into the next daf, so let's wait. Being as it's late, we'll start the sugya tomorrow. Okay, everyone, may we get rid of the Aristobuluses and the, oh my gosh, all of these people have got their own issues. Be zeicha to be together in Yeshua Hashem. Go to everybody.